This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Would you consider yourself a mentor?
No, absolutely not.
Now, why is that?
Because I don't care enough about anybody else but me.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Those are just words. That's not really who I am.
You're it's different just, off the air. We all know
just
it.
Just show stuff. Hey, how you feeling today?
Awesome. I feel really good.
Now I'm Batman.
You were at Outside Lands for three consecutive days. Is that correct?
I was. So were other people who work in this office as well. I was not the only one.
I guess my question is...
Still riding in, and I want to emphasize this word, emotional. Hi, I'm writing an emotional high right now.
So you went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I did.
Aren't you a little old for that?
Actually, no. There was a lot of people that were much older than me that were there all 3 days.
All 3 days.
It was kind of cool. Or people that just, well, kind of got after it one of the days and then decided that they weren't going to come back for the rest.
How much exercise did you get this weekend?
Oh, 70,000 steps in 3 days. These puppies are barking.
Those don't count.
What are you talking about?
Concert steps don't count.
Dude, I walk like miles.
Right.
Plus you're jumping, you're dancing, you're sweating, you know.
That sounds fun.
I mean, and I honestly didn't.
How is my guy? Just answer, how is my guy?
Who's your guy?
Beck. I'm a loser, baby.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Beck. It's like that guy's dead, I think.
Yeah. Who's John Beck?
The guitarist?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Beck. Of course, Tristan Beck is hanging on by a thread too.
I didn't see Beck. I didn't get a chance to see Beck.
Why not?
Because I went to go see John Summit.
Because he was dead.
No, that's
so.
That's
Beck
the
was
other
the headliner.
One. He was one of the headliners.
Evan, on Friday, I think we were talking about Beck, and I said, you know what? That's the guy I would see. I would make time to see Beck. And I thought you acknowledged you were going to do that.
Well, not for you. I don't do things for you. I do things for me.
So
that's something I have learned from you.
Beck's the biggest name there.
Not at all.
The other guy who, Rodney Summit, who?
John Summit.
Johnny Summit.
So he's a DJ.
So you didn't
even... The main headliner that night was, I think, Doja Cat. And I also didn't get to see Doja Cat. I heard she was great, though. Thank you, 415. It is nice to be young. Saw Tyler on Saturday.
Tyler who?
The creator.
What's he creating?
Music.
All right, so he actually writes a lyric. He's not a DJ.
Yes.
Because if you think...
I saw a wide variety of acts this weekend, but DJs... It was very kind of EDM-centric, which has not been the case the last few years. I mean, I a couple years ago, was it the Foo Fighters...
Oh, David Grohl.
Yeah. Green Day was awesome a few years back.
Not to be confused with The Offspring.
Nope. Why would anybody confuse Green Day with The Offspring?
Same genre.
Rock?
Like alt rock.
Mm-hmm. Punk rock? Well, Green Day started off punk, and then they became a little more mainstream.
They started out. I'm very aware. Green Day.
You got holes, brother.
Well, let me ask you a serious question.
Okay.
If you're a DJ, don't judge me. I'm not being mean.
There was a lot of talented disco jockeys at this event this weekend, Stein. Right. You better be careful.
Are DJs musicians?
You better be careful.
Of sorts, yeah.
Oh, there it is. I thought I would get an unequivocal yes, but I didn't.
Well, they are musicians. They produce music just electronically.
But
you know, you're allowed to make a song without a guitar.
Have they ever written a lyric?
Some of them. It's usually hooks and just kind of catchy things.
Right.
So they'll take samples from other songs and weave them into their ballads. It takes a unique touch.
Village?
No, only takes one person if you're good.
I gotta believe
Thanks, Pasta.
That in order to call yourself a musician, you ideally could play an instrument. Are there DJs that play no instruments? If you put two fingers on a turntable and you rock it back and forth and it goes, that makes you a musician? I'm just curious. I'm not, no judgment, no malice.
Well, that's how it sounded in 1979, but they don't scratch all the time anymore.
There's no malice here.
I can tell.
Educate me. Are DJs musicians?
They are. Right. Yeah, they are musicians.
Well, Veggie2 on the YouTube chat says no, DJs are producers.
Well,
see, I get
them
to the heart of it.
So what constitutes a musician in your mind?
I think you got to play an instrument. You've got to have written an original lyric. Or, you know what, if you got a good voice and you cover songs, that counts too.
I'm not saying all of them, but I do know that some people who, like producers in general, a lot of them do play instruments. And then they take those instrumental sounds and record them to be able to reproduce them through a keyboard. Like,
can you say that one more time?
Producers play instruments. They'll record the sounds from those instruments,
mm-hmm.
and then they can access them via their keyboard.
That counts.
Yeah,
Seriously, that counts.
But when you're watching them on stage, it looks like they're just hitting a couple buttons. But they actually can play instruments.
Well, that's good to know.
But see,
can they all play instruments?
Well, probably not
sound
all
like
of them.
They can.
No.
Right.
But can every musician sing? That's what I thought.
Well, what do you mean? Like have a great voice? Or
Be the lead vocalist for whatever band they're a part of. No, not all of them can.
Right, but the other ones can play an instrument, right?
No, and I feel like you want to talk about this. You're trying to belittle.
I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I'm trying
the future
to
generations.
Well, they're belittle themselves, quite frankly. They don't need my help. I'm asking specifically about DJs, and I want to know, like, seriously, what makes a great DJ?
Steiny, you know who would have a great take on this?
Who's that?
Marcy.
She's not here today.
But on Friday,
she had a big weekend at Outside Lands, too.
That would be a great thing to ask her. I think she would have an expert opinion.
Friday at 10:30.
We'll ask her before then. K Bueno is in Oakland. Hey, K Bueno, how you doing?
Doing great. Just on 580 right now, taking my son to my mother-in-law's for the day. She's going to babysit him. So
nice.
Was listening to you guys and wanted to get in on this convo about DJs being musicians.
All right.
As somebody who's a DJ himself, me, you know, I don't consider myself to be a musician. And I think, you know, that's a very bold statement to make to say, DJs are musicians. This should be a really long segment. This could be a really long segment to talk about.
Hopefully.
But not all DJs have musicianship. It's so easy to be a DJ nowadays. Some guys can say, I'm a DJ, and they're literally pressing buttons where the gear is doing all the work for them. But then you have a lot of DJs that are well-known big DJs that have musicianship, and they can do things on the turntables. Notice I said turntables.
Right.
They're not pressing buttons, but they're actually like scratching records, and they're manipulating beats, and they're juggling beats, and they're scratching and doing tricks. That is a form of musicianship because they're manipulating the music to make it almost turn into a like an instrument.
Sure.
For example, you look at local legends like the Invisible Scratch Pickles, DJ Q-Bird, those guys, Mixmaster Mike, who's the DJ for the Beastie Boys. Those type of guys, those are DJs that can really be considered musicians to a degree because they do so much with a turntable that can manipulate the music to be it. But now, if you look at a lot of DJs nowadays where, you know, someone gets behind some CD players or a computer and they're pressing buttons and they got the pyrotechnics and they're jumping around making heart shapes with their hands, that is nowhere near a musician.
Hey, bueno. I appreciate it.
Well done. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
So that's a partial win for your boy.
Not, it sounds to me like...
Would you like the definition of a musician?
Sure. Up,
thank you.
Yeah.
Someone who composes, conducts, or performs music. So I realize that there is a gatekeeping aspect to musicianship that K Bueno is speaking about. And I don't believe that all DJs are musicians. But there are some, and this is where you know you see a lot of talented ones throughout, I don't know, maybe it's a weekend at shows or you know some people are really into it. I do think there you can be a musician as a DJ.
I'm not saying you can't, and I need to. You know what?
No. You were trying to start something.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. We don't have.
Do
one
we have
right
a guest
now,
right now?
But you're also listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is everything that's wrong with society, and I'll tell you after this read. We are obviously the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So here's what I'm finding, is that I can't even ask a question anymore. Acknowledging I don't know the answer, but I would like some help. But we can't even do that anymore.
You can stop asking that
because
question.
You think there's some kind of ulterior motive. The reality
there
of the situation
generally is.
The reality of the situation is I asked the question whether DJs were musicians or not. And what I found out already is apparently this question is a fair question. They're not musicians. Okay. Take it from a musician. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Attaboy.
Take it from a musician. They are not musicians.
Okay.
Musicians train, study, and pay. These guys just use modern technology. They're not musicians.
That seemed to be your sentiment during our pre-show meeting.
Well, okay, you want me to be honest?
Yeah, I walked in, you said, how was that silence? That was good. You know, I saw this person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And by the way, I didn't only see DJs, but I mentioned them because they were a couple of the headliners. And you said, that's not music.
I didn't say that's not music. Of course, DJing is music if you're DJing a concert.
No, no, no.
Question is,
you texted me during the middle of the weekend and said, does he have lyrics?
Yes.
And I said, no, because he's a DJ. And you said, that's not music. It's okay. It's okay. You could just, hey, we embrace debate here, Steiny. And I look, if some people don't believe that DJs are musicians, that's your truth. And that's fine by me.
I don't have enough expertise to answer that question. That's why I'm seeking it. Expertise.
Well, and I would love if people would call in and let us know how they feel. But there were also other genres of music. Like, for example, yesterday I saw Georgia Smith, who is an extremely talented R&B artist from the UK. She has lyrics. She had a live band. I think that's something you would enjoy because you would consider that music. There were drums. There were congos. There was a saxophone. There was a pianist. There were backup singers. She herself had an incredible voice. That's something you could get down with.
We're finding out a lot here, Evan.
Okay.
415, you can twist the dictionary however you want, but a DJ is not a musician.
I feel like you of all people would appreciate like a definition and not, you know, just throwing it out.
How about this? So let's say you have a song.
Uh-huh.
Or two songs on a turntable. Right?
Sure.
Isn't that how they do it? And then they use their hands to
they'll
like that. Like I'll
that's
actually,
not how every single DJ song sounds.
But I'll be honest, if you're creating a new sound by doing that, I think technically then you might be a musician, even though it's not your sound that you're changing.
Well, you have to have a level of musical talent to hear what songs, beds, lyrics move well together. There's different scratching that's involved at some points, but yeah, like you have to have a good ear. Otherwise, people are not going to like what you're playing. And the people that are playing at a headlining act at Outside Lands, I'd like to think that their ear is trained enough to know what thousands of people are going to enjoy listening to.
All right. Let's go to Chauncey. Chauncey's in San Francisco. What's up, Chauncey?
Hey,
how you doing, man?
Hey, y'all. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Sweet. Hey, guys. Love listening to you guys. I grew up in San Francisco in Park Merced near SF State, if you guys are familiar.
Hell yeah.
I'm literally a current music teacher for, like, grades 4 to 12. And so I just wanted to weigh in a little bit. I listen to classical music, and I perform classical music. I also listen to hip-hop and a lot of other different genres, which I think is pretty normal for a lot of musicians. I just don't... That most DJs, like everyone's kind of saying here, you need to know at least a little bit about music to know what kind of ingredients you're tinkering with, so to speak. And at the same time, you know, I think there are a lot of DJs out there that would probably say, technically, I'm not a musician, but all the excuses that we've kind of heard so far today, this morning. I do agree with the notion that I think you should be at least somewhat reasonably well-versed on an instrument or two. Preferably like, you know, piano, guitar, which are kind of instruments that help out with songwriting more. So
right.
That's just kind of my two cents. Yeah.
I appreciate it, Chauncey. Thank you so much. That's from a music teacher.
Thanks
basically
for the call.
Saying DJs are a crock. I'm kidding. Let me tell you who I don't want to get. I don't want to be on the opposite side of DJs.
Why? You're afraid that they're going to take over the world one day?
No, because I'm not an expert on this situation. I'm just getting information on it. And
I do think it's interesting, though, Steiny, if I can. Like, when we discuss music at the cafeteria or whatever, you know, I generally give you the benefit of the doubt about these bands from yesteryear and the ones that you tell me are really talented and great songwriters and guitarists and all the rest. But it doesn't feel like your generation generally gives that... benefit of the doubt to the younger guys. You know, it's also applicable to sports. You know, when we talk about what we haven't seen as a younger generation and why what we're seeing right now is it just can never be as good as what once was.
Well, that's true. It can.
It can. Like, for example, you showed me a video of, was it?
Oh, Greg Nettles.
Greg Nettles. By the way, it's spelled very strange.
Yes, it is.
Greg Nettles today in game six of the World Series?
Game three.
Oh, sorry, game three. So it wasn't that important.
They were down 2-0.
Game three of the World Series. And he was making some awesome plays. That doesn't mean that he's the greatest defensive third baseman that walked God's green earth because he did it in 1977. And that's your first frame of reference of what a great defensive third baseman looks like.
I had Brooks Robinson before him.
Yeah, who's also great.
It was all right.
But you can't conceive the possibility that someone beyond your first frame of a defensive savant might be better than Greg Nettles.
Yeah, there might be one or two. That's why Nettles is on the Mount Rushmore. I'm just putting him in the top four.
But it took you a long time to get someone like Matt Chapman in the same category as that guy, even though he's been doing it for like a decade.
I got news for you. I'm taking him out now.
Now, why are you doing
that? I am taking him out.
Why? Because he made an error this weekend?
Well,
he hasn't
had a great fielding year. Dude, he hasn't.
Devers is going to cost him seven errors a year. He just is. That man is playing Ole at first base every single time there's a ball in dirt.
Matt.
Who?
Chapman.
Oh.
Get the ball to Devers in the air, please. He's losing arm strength from deep behind third base.
If Nettles had an arm like Matt Chapman, he might be the greatest third baseman of all time.
Let's go to Robbie. And this has got to be El Sobrante, not El Cabrante.
El Sobrante.
What's up, Robbie? How you doing?
You in the sob?
Hey, how you doing? It's Robin.
Oh, Robin, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I listen to you guys all the time. So I decided to chime in on it, me being a musician over 50 years.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'm on a lot of records. I play professionally. And my take is modern technology has allowed a lot of people to think that they're musicians, you know. Mm. With all these digital machines, you can steal somebody's four bars, loop it, put a few rhymes on it, and now you're a big-time producer and you're big musician, but you really haven't paid the dues to be a real musician. Real musicians go to school, they learn how to play an instrument, and they do a thing. I mean, I can appreciate the guys that do what they do because it takes a certain talent to do that. You have to have an ear for that, but I wouldn't classify them as musicians, you know.
Robbie, what instruments do you play?
I started off playing trumpet and French horn in high school, and then I moved to bass guitar. I play with a big R&B band called Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly.
Of course.
I got three albums out of my own in the smooth jazz genre. So,
did you play on Look at California?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. That is the song. That is a great song, my man.
Well, one of our biggest records is Before I Let Go. I know Beyonce just did a recover of that on her CD before this country CD she put out.
Right, right.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, Robbie. Yeah. Appreciate the call, man.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
You Thanks too. To I'm going with Robbie.
That's awesome. That what?
Look, why'd you come into that? Look at California, Frankie Beverly and Maze. No, it doesn't sound anything like that. Look at California. What a tune.
So I have a question.
The rolling hills do something for you. Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. You got me in a good mood.
It's a yes for me, Steiny. You're going to Hollywood.
Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Are you done?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, no. If you want to sing, feel free. You should have performed this weekend. And we can get you out there next time.
Well, it sounds like you don't even have to be a musician to be out there at Outside Lands. Anyway, all right.
I don't
DJ's
think
DJ's under the gun here on 95.7 The Game.
I can tell Steiny would have been sitting next to a tree at Outside Lands, just with his arms crossed, a frown on his face, shaking his head for six straight hours.
That's not true. You've never seen me at an all-day concert.
Well, then
you have no idea.
Then
no,
pull up next time. I dare you.
I don't go to second tier concerts.
Beck was there. You said that was your guy.
If he's a headliner, you know what I mean. He should be on the undercard. please. I like him.
Well, Carlos Santana wasn't available.
Think about that. You can't get Carlos Santana in San Francisco?
I don't think they have.
Well, he's from here. I mean, he does 7 national anthems during Warrior games.
How do we know he lives here all the time?
I know he lives here during the Warrior season. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Outside Land's pretty fun, people. I can tell how fun it was because I work with a lot of 30-year-olds in here, and they were there, and I can tell they were there, if you know what I mean. Been a long weekend for some of the amateurs here at the station. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries, they take on the Connecticut Sun, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pregame starts at 6:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. And what's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.